This recording, Hungary 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanity mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. All right, we can talk about traveling, maybe. I really like traveling. And that's one of the reasons why I'm on the ships. Since I was very little, I was always interested in other cultures. And since in Hungary, it's really hard to get out or to travel, especially when you're from a small place, it was very exciting for me at the age of 18 to move to the States and see something completely different that I've never seen before. And after 1 year in the States, traveling around, seeing many, many places, England was another adventure. So from there I traveled a lot in Europe, and I started being interested in going to other continents as well, since Europe is very, every country is very similar. So then I wanted to see Asia, and I really wanted to go backpacking to Asia, and I had a plan, and I wanted to go with my boyfriend for about 6 months, and then we came up with the idea of coming on the ships. So we got really lucky because we had no idea where we would end up. We expected the Caribbean, and then eventually we got an itinerary which was in Australia and Asia, covering 12 countries in 6 months. So that was a dream come true, so that was really exciting as well. And then obviously after that we wanted to come to the Caribbean, so far I've been to about 36 countries, so that's pretty cool, and there's more to come.
Magyarország egy gyönyörű ország Európa szívében. Épp most kaptam egy fincsi sütit Szarától.